Baldwin is naming the legislation in honor of Jason Sim Kokoski, a Marine veteran who died at the Tomah VA after he was given a lethal cocktail of pills. The bill would create stronger opioid prescription guidelines, like requiring education for prescribers and tracking prescriptions in real time. Baldwin also wants to increase patient advocacy and put more money towards wellness programs.
Pain management is a real and serious issue, and you need to have treatments that complement the use of medications as well as alternatives in as many cases as possible.
Since the Tomah VA has come under fire for veterans' deaths and questionable prescription practices, several administrators have been placed on paid leave or reassigned, but no one has lost their job. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.